appease him. And still, he was a prisoner doing life without hope of parole. Overlook is, but for one, the southernmost work of man. I tried pushing past that fortress. Somewhere in the mists beyond Overlook is Katovar, toward which we have marched for years. Just a glimpse would be marvelous. Smoke refused to go any farther south. Smoke had been crazy about Katovar while he was still healthy. Katovar was the reason he deserted the Radishah and Prabhindradra years ago. His fear of Katovar must have impressed itself upon his very flesh and soul. Long Shadow's fortress was gargantuan. Overlook dwarfed every human construction I have ever seen, including the lady's monstrous tower at Charm. Already 2 decades in the building, Overlook's construction had become the main industry of Shadowcatch. The city that was called Kialune before the coming of the Shadow Masters. Kialune meant Shadow Gate in the local dialect. The builders worked day and night. They knew no holidays. Long Shadow was determined that his fortress be complete before his enemies overtook him. If he won that race, he believed he would become master of the world. No power of heaven or hell or earth ought to be able to reach him inside a finished Overlook. Not even the darkness that brushed him every night with its terror. Overlook's outer walls reared 100 or more feet high. Where are you going to find a ladder that tall? Brass and silver and gold characters shone on the steel plates that sheathed the rude stone of the wall face. Battalions of workmen did nothing but keep those runes polished and gleaming. I could not read them, but I knew they anchored massive defensive spells. Long Shadow spellwork overlaid everything that was part of Overlook, layer upon layer. If he was allowed enough time, every exterior surface of the fortress would be hidden beneath and behind impenetrable tangles of sorceries. Once the sun went down, Overlook became a conflagration of light. Bright crystal chambers topped every tower, making the place seem a fortress of lighthouses. The crystal domes were places whence Long Shadow could observe safe from his terrors. The overpowering lights left no places for shadows to hide. He feared that which he mastered far more than anything else in the world. Even the Black Company, for him, was a buzzing mosquito of a nuisance. Even unfinished Overlook daunted me thoroughly. What sort of hubris-driven madmen were we to chart a course that must run through and beyond that stronghold? But Long Shadow had enemies not as easily daunted as I. For some of those, no earthly fortress, nor even time itself, meant much. They would devour him, now or later, the moment his guard fell.